Okay, great. So let's start the Chazara. This time we're going from Iskin Rabbi Abahu. Iskin Rabbi Abahu Bekesri. Okay? Lamadal. Tekia, Shlosh Shvarim, Trua, Tekia. So basically, yeah, we've got the Shvarim Trua in the middle. Right? So Manashah. E Yaluli Yalil. If it's Yaluli Yalil, La'abe Tekia, Trua, the Tekia. Because that's, because we say Yaluli is, we call it the Trua in the Gemara. Ve'i Genuchi Donach. And if the emphasis was Donach, La'abe Tekia, Shlosh Shvarim, Tekia. So what's going on? Good morning. We're on Lama Dalad, about five lines from the bottom. One, two, three, four, five, six lines from the bottom. Masak Kalei, we're saying, Rabbi Abahu was Masak Kalei. E Genuchi Gonach, E Yolil Yolil. We don't know what the Amos sister did. If she was groaning or sobbing. So Maskipla, Rab Avira, Rabbi was going to cash her the Dilma, Yululi Haba. Perhaps she was sobbing. Because mafsik shlosh shvarim tekiya trua. So it's going to be hafsik. Oh, so it's a gemara. The hada of it tekiya shua tekiya. Ah, so maskip la ravina. Perhaps done it the other way. Perhaps genuchi gonach. Because mafsika trua ben shvarim la tekiya. So that's the gemara. The hada of it tekiya shlosh shvarim tekiya. Okay, we're on the end of the line and four lines up from lamadala manalif. Hello, Rabbi Abahu, my iski. So if that's the case, though, what did Rabbi Abahu do? Basically, we've covered our bases anyway. So what's this, like, Rabbi Abahu over here? About Rabbi Abahu? He's genuchi gonach. Yeah, Avdei did that. And that's one of the tzadim. But you lul yolil for Avdei. So you always did that as well? No. So it says the Gemara, no. This is the chiddush, the tikkun of Rabbi Abahu. Right? Masap kalei dilma gonach v'yolil. Perhaps it's a combo of groaning and sobbing. So, if that's the case, so let avid nami ifcha do the opposite. Tekiya tshuva shloshi shvarim tekiya. Because dilma, perhaps it was yolil sobbing, or gona, and then groaning. That's the Gemara, some of the milsa. Generally, what it happens is, ki misra, when it's like a bad thing happens, bit in ish, milsa, to a person, bereisha gona, first he moans, bahada yolil, and then he sobs. Okay, carrying on. Toka Burishoina. He blew in the first one, normal. And Moshe Bushniya, the second one of Malchios, the second Tekiya, he drew it out to be up to his Shofros, Kishtaim. So it only works as one. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It says Rabbi Yochanan, Shema, and this is our new point. Shema, Tesha Tekiyos, you heard Tesha Tekiyos, but Tesha Shoyos, Beyom, in 9 hours of the day. We're on Lama Dalad, Amad Bays now. So, yotza. So basically, even if you have breaks in between your tekiya blowing, it's not a problem, you still yotza. So, tanya nami hachi, shema tesha tekiyos, tesha shoyos beyom, yotza. Okay, but, if you heard it, we're going to go into Tosfos over here, mitesha b'nei adam ke'echad, but if you heard it all simultaneously, so lo yotza, you're not going to be yotza, because you're supposed to have a tekiya before a trua, and then a tekiya. Tekiya, if it was one after the other, in order, Tekiyah mizeh, the true mizeh, yotza. If I feel the strug, and even if you had a break in between, that's fine. If I feel the kol yom kulo, and even the whole day. Okay. Oh, ask the Gemara, mi amar yochan hachi, is Rabbi Yochanan not concerned about breaks? V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yotza dok, v'halel, a Megillah. When a person says halel Megillah, im shah, if he had a break, he waited, kidei ligmor es kula, to finish the whole thing, choyza l'roish, he goes back to the beginning. So he said, no, low kasher, hard day, no. The original statement was his, the rabbi, the latter statement was his rabbi's. Oh, but Gemara asked for D-Day, low. D-Day is not. Bahavari Yabau, have a shokel, but Ozl Basrei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yabau is Talib, is going after Rabbi Yochanan. Bahavari Kori Krishma, Rabbi Yabau is reading Krishma. Key Motel and voice of Matunu voice, when he got to the smelly alleyways, and Shtik Rabbi Yabau stopped saying Krishma. Boss of the Cholif, after he passed through the smelly alleyway, Omalay, Rabbi Abahu said to Yochanan, Maho Ligmor, can I finish it off? Can I basically carry on from where I stopped? So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Omalay, Im Shoyis Ligmor Eskula, if this break was the time it takes to finish the whole Shema, Choyza Larosh, you've got to go back to the beginning. So we see over here that Rabbi Yochanan is concerned about a break. So answer the word no. Hachi Ka'omale. He says, Ladidi Lost, really. First of all, I'm not, it's not an issue for me. I hold that you could just put your hand over your mouth anyway. So it's not a problem. But you, seeing as you asking me, see, it is a problem with hefsek. So, I'll tell you what the shear of the hefsek is. So it's like this. Im Shaisli, Kedeli Gmores Kula. If you actually did the time that, is to finish all of it, Choisla Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Which actually, I think, I don't know if it's today's daf or tomorrow's daf I think it's actually today's daf in Megillah that he speaks about that. It's a topic in the Gemara, right? What would you like? Is it from the time it takes from where you are now till the end, or do you look at the whole thing in its entirety? So Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, it's the whole thing in its entirety. Tana Rabbanan, Tekiyos Ein Ma'ak Bin Zuetzu. Tekiyos don't prevent one another. This is like in Tanyos. Yeah, Brachos. But also, you add extra brachos also in the tanyos. If you miss one, it's okay. Yeah, it doesn't affect the others. Okay. My timer. Oh, tekiyos and brachos of Rosh Hashanah, but tekiyos and brachos of Rosh Hashanah independently, ma'ak voice one another. Meaning, if you don't know all the tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah, don't do it. But if you don't know all the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, don't do it. So my timer. I'm a rabba. Let's talk about tefillah now. Abba Kaddish Baruch Hu, Imrul Fanai Barash Shana Malchia, Zichroi Shafreis, Malchia is Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichroi No is Kidei Shevoli Fanai Zichroi Zichroneichem Latoiva, Abba Ma Abba Shofar. So you see, and the last bit says, and with the Shofar, you see the interrelated, interconnected, so they're Ma'akev one another. Misha Birech, somebody made a bracha, but Achak Nisnam Lalo Sofar, Nismono, sorry, Lalo Sofar, he got a Shofar afterwards.
Sorry, what is that? So we said there are three opinions in terms of whether three sets are
derisive
or some of
them are derisive.
So according to the
shot
you're saying, are you
saying, are you within
the side of the
derisive? No, I wasn't speaking about the shofar. I went with the tefillah shot.
Ah, yeah, but I'm saying the
shofar
witness.
The shofar, oh, so Ma'ak Bazu at Zoo, you're saying, so how do you, if you tie that back into the sugya?
So this is an obvious question. So.
Yeah. So let's leave it for the break. Yeah, we're going to leave it for the break because it's good. I'm interested. Okay. Misha Bireich, Va'achach Nis Mono Lo Shofar, Tokeya Amriva Tokeya. Okay. So basically, blow the after davening. So, time to have a lady shofar mikar. I didn't have one from the outset. Have a lady shofar mikar, but if you have one from the outset, Kishomalahu, when you should hear them, Aseda Barachos, Shomalahu, you should hear it on the Seda Barachos. So that's the statement. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel come literally went up to Davin Biyachidus on his own. So Amal Shamit, the servant who was standing on his side. Kina Hirna, when I indicate to you, and Nechirna, when I grunt to you, Lucha, tackle, blow for me and those points. So Amal Rav said to him, Lo Amru El Bechavir. That what we said you're going to do this, blowing on the Shmona Esrei is only in the minion. Tani Namiachi, Kishu Shoymon, when he hears them, the Shomon Alas Seder, you've got to hear them in order, and also Baal Seder Brachas, also on the order of the Brachas within Shmon Esrei. B'meh Devarim Amurim, when do we say that? B'chavar'ir, when you're in a minion. B'chavar'ir, if you're not in a minion, Shomon Alas Seder, you hear them all say in order, but B'shalo Al Seder Brachas. Okay, B'yachit Shalo Tocher. If somebody didn't do a tekiah, we're on Lamed Dalad Amad Beis on the like second wide line. V'yochid shelo tofkan, an individual that didn't do a tekiah, chaveru tekiah, it's fine to do it for him. V'yochid shelo birich, what happens if he didn't do Shemona Esrei? He can't. Ein chaveru b'vorek alof. His friend can't damage Shemona Esrei for him. A mitzvah, b'toikin, yosim and b'vorekin, it's a better, if you've got an option, you should do the tekiah. We're going to explain this. Kate said, Hayu, Shtei Iris, two cities, b'achas toikin, b'achas b'vorekin. One was, there was a shofar, and one there was a mini. So says the Gemara, Pshita, that you go to the shofar, Hadaraisa, Hadarabonim, the tefillah is just the Rabbanim. So says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, the Avol Gav, the Ha Vadai, even though the tefillah is a Vadai, definitely give a minion there, and Vahasofik, the shofar is only a Sofik, you still go to the shofar.